Today, of course, we have today in Yanim of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat has many halachos, but there's also machshava, a lot that's been written, Ki Adam Etz HaSadeh, and ideas in machshava of this orus for Avodas Hashem, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, Shabbos Shira, Shabbos B'Shalach, just a few ideas I think that could unify the different points of Shabbos Shira and Parshat B'Shalach and Tu B'Shvat. We have a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma, that talks about something that connects the Shira and what's written in Chumash right after the Shira. Right after the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and Shira Sayam, we have a few more psukim that continue to describe how Bnei Yisrael continued in the Midbar, and they had no water, and then after 3 days, they finally got to a place where there was water, but the water was not drinkable, it was bitter, and they called the place Mara, and then they said, we can't drink this. And Moshe cried out to Hashem. Hashem showed Moshe, it says, an eitz, a twig, a piece of wood, v'yashich el hamayim, v'yimtiku hamayim. So the water became sweet. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, what was this eitz? So I have different opinions in the Medrash what it was, but then the Medrash seems to assume that this was not a sweet, didn't have sweet properties, it had bitter properties. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show a certain message to Moshe Rabbeinu by saying, take this eitz, which is bitter, and sweeten the water. The Mikol Makom Mar Haya, after all the opinions, the Medrash says it was Mar. So human being, how do you sweeten something that's bitter? You put in a sweetener, and that gives the sweet taste and over neutralizes the bitter taste. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu can heal, and use the word merape because it says Kinyan Hashem Rofecha here. He's merape, he treats what's bitter with more bitter. And the Medrash continues and connects us to the Shiras Hayam. And I believe this is why we always finish the Aliyah of Shiras Hayam with this couple of psukim, these five psukim or so of Mara. It's strange because you could have ended the Aliyah already right after Sus Meroch Ram Vayam of Miriam, and beautiful end of the Aliyah. Not only on Parshas B'Shalach, this is also when we read Shvi Shel Pesach, we also go on to these psukim that follow, and then we end Kinei Hashem Rofecha, and that's the last Aliyah. We could have easily stopped before. But the answer, I think, lies in this Medrash. V'chein ha-tzadikim, says the Medrash at the end, v'mash ein mekantarin bo hein mesaknin. In the very way that they are critical, they also fix. After discussing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses bitter water or bitter properties to sweeten the water, mar b'mar, so it is tzadikim. Teda lecha, shebeshah shekinter Moshe ba'oz kinter. Moshe criticized Hashem's ways with us. Shenema me'oz basi el paro david b'shmecha. When things got worse, after Moshe was first sent to Paro took away the straw and it got worse, Moshe came back to Hashem and says, me'oz basi el paro david b'shmecha, hey ra'lam hazeh. How could it be? It's gotten worse. Amar Moshe ba'oz sarachti u'ba'oz ani mitakein ba'omesh shira. Kach nema oz yashim Moshe. So that's why the words oz yashim Moshe, ki'ilu as if it was part of the shira itself, Oz is a word of tikkun for the very fact that Moshe used the word Oz to criticize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the idea? Beis Halevi and others explain this medrash that the point being that what seemed to be bitter, the shibud was so harsh and got worse, it turns out in retrospect we realize that was all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and that was meant to be the vehicle for the geula. We just didn't understand how. Dafka, as hard as it was really paving the way for the Geula. So it's now that after it all came together, Moshe Rabbeinu could look back and say that the Oz that I used then, which was a way of not understanding your ways. Now I come and recognize it, that it's not just that everything is good now, but it was meant to be good, and it was all part of the process of making it good. The same message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtik mar b'mar. In order to make sweet, you have to sometimes add bitter, and it seems to get even worse, but really that ultimately leads to making it sweet. So that's why the Medrash puts together these two ideas. That's why we lay together the Shira Sayan and also the story of Mara, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the water sweet by making more bitter, and then it became sweet, recognizing that the very process of what seems to be bad and inexplicable is really part of something greater for a higher purpose. There was a Rav in Hungary who wrote a sefer called Netiyos Adar. His name was of Arndov Rubinstein. I came across this a couple years ago. I don't know anything about him except that Nebuchadnezzar al Kiddush Hashem. He was a Rav in a town called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Kavach Hasha. I don't know exactly. Kuf Aleph Vavav Aleph Tes Shin Hey Aleph Zayin Aleph, however it's pronounced. He was the last Rav of this town, and he has a sefer called Netiyos Adar, and he has a little entry on Tu B'Shvat. Goes through the year, different rushes and different chidushim and different parts of the year, and he says Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos she'olas raf belachuches be'ilan. So as Rashi explains, why is it a cutoff date for halachas of maestris and various inyanim arla? Because the sap enters in the tree at that point, and he explains the point is, the message is, Hagam Shakor Adayin Govel Pnei Aretz. It's very cold out. Ubirosa Ayin Ein Nerakal Chiyus Be'ilan. Visibly, you don't see any sign of life in the tree. It's, to the naked eye, it looks like everything is still bad, it's still cold, nothing's happening. Mikom Akam Kenam Luchazal She'oz Maschil Luchyos Benister. There's a chiyus. It's just that it's beyond the surface. It's under the surface. But benister, there's a chiyus. Kenu eitzel ilan b'nei Yisrael. He writes, Sarach lahamin, sha'afil bizman hatsaros v'hagolos, ha'goveres ad ma'od, v'choshach al p'nei tevel. Now imagine, he lived through this. Even when the tsaros are very great and the world is filled with darkness, v'komakam ha'chiyus v'ha'gu'ula maschil is notzik benister. The Geula and the sign of life is beginning in a concealed way to emerge. And Hashem says, even from the tzaros you see that's Geula. He says, that's the sign of Tu B'Shvat. So something similar in Rabbi Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Eger, you know, became a chassid, Shlomo Eger's son, wrote a sefer Imrei Emes. So he has Torah that they bring from him. And he points out the last piece in Parshas B'Shalach. He says, "Bifrom Hakadoshim, they point out that Mitu B'Shvat Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan is 45 days. 45 days from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is also this man of Kalita for Ilanos. It has to do with botany as well. 45 days for an Ilan to be rooted. Kimo Keni says the Esek Yitzias Mitzrayim." Maschil has orus b'Tu B'Shvat. The Yodse Bizgalus b'Chodesh Nisan. The inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim all represents emerges b'Chodesh Nisan. Kimo Eitz Hasadet Sameach Tamid b'Chol Shana v'Shana Me'elav. Why did the tree suddenly start blooming again? Mikoch Hanetiyah Rishona. After B'Chorev Nechra B'Yavish. Look around now, and everything is, there's no leaves. It's all dried up. Mikom Makom Koach HaChuches Lo Nifsak. The koach halachu is still there, umischadesh b'tzameach me'elav, and just the process just comes out, plays out. Kemo kein mamish inyan tzias mitzrayim, kasher yavo hazman hazeh b'chol shana, Tu B'Shvat. Misora koach haitzias mitzrayim l'chol echad echad mi'Yisrael. So the koach haitzias mitzrayim begins to emerge on Tu B'Shvat. Zeh shekasef gefen mitzrayim tasiya ki adam etzasadeh. Ubezos maralanu Hashem Yisbarach ladas shelo yisyayish adam leolam. Person should never give up. Afim karolo is a nefila b'davar machas v'shalom. Kemo shegam etz asada af shenechva bein time. In the interim, it's beer. Mikol makom es pir yitim be'ito. The fruit is coming. Zos Yasim Ha'adam Tamid Aliba Ladas, Shemehayom, from Tu B'Shvat, Maskel Zman His Orus Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the 45 days. Ukmokin Nisorim Nachsheves Ha'adam Hashem Yisbarach. Umelo Yitzmach Hamshachas Yishuv Rachamin Aleinu Bal Kol Yisrael Amen. I think it's very apropos as individuals, and certainly in the tkufa that we're living, which is, it's not just that the trees are bare, but obviously we're living through difficult times, and we don't know exactly where it's heading and how it's going to ultimately play out. But we have to believe this is the message that we have in the Medrash, that be'az chatasi be'az ani yom shira ufenach hamamtik mar b'mar, that everything that's happening in the world, as much as it's difficult, we don't understand it, but it's obviously paving the way for something more majestic and glorious. And it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of paving way for Mashiach, for the Geula, and certainly again on an individual level to recognize we're 45 days away from the Chodesh Nisan, and we're connecting to Yisrael Mitzrayim every day when we're learning Sachim, but certainly in terms of Vodas Hashem as well, not to feel Yiyush, and to recognize that the potential is there to continue to grow, like a tree.